In the name of God, the Creator, and of the Word Jesus Christ, Son of God, and of the Holy Comforter, Spirit of God, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your presence. Amen. Today is the first day of Lent, and it is called Ash Wednesday. The ashes were from last year's palm crosses that some of you turned in. The palms were burned and now look like black dirt on you, on your forehead. Sins are black like dirt to God. If we have not given much thought of what we have done to others, our neighbors, and to ourselves, we do harm ourselves, hurt ourselves by doing the wrong things, and also sin against God. The church leads us each year to look at ourselves and calls us to take 40 days of repentance and prayer and fasting in Lent. These disciplines were practiced in the Old Testament by the Hebrews, and in the New Testament time, the Jews, in Jesus' time. In Prophet Isaiah's passage, it recorded a conversation of the people with God. The people said to God, much the same way like a congregation talks to God in church. Why do we fast, but God does not see us? Why humble ourselves, but God does not notice? And God responds, look, you serve your own interest on your fast days, and you oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and fight and strike with a wicked beast. Such fasting as you do, bow in piety, put ashes on your head and faces. It's in the Old Testament. They practice that. If they feel repentance needed, they put ashes on their head and wipe all ashes on their face and wear sackcloth. And fasting. And God said, all this you do will not make your voice or prayer heard. The people did what they thought was good enough, but God was not pleased. Then what does God want from the people if it is not that? God extends the act of repentance, prayer, and fasting to compassion, an act of mercy, like forgiving the debtor, lifting the burden of slave and servant and the oppressed, extending generosity to the poor and the needy, the homeless and the hungry, and stop pointing finger at the other or speaking evil of the other. And most time we should be pointing fingers at ourselves. If they can do those things, God will bless them, and much more will return to them. And it said, their light shall rise in the darkness, and their gloom be lifted, and be like in the daytime, the noontime, daylight. They become a joy and a blessing to all. Jesus, in the gospel passage, emphasized the same posture and attitude when practicing Lenten disciplines. He said, beware of practicing piety before others and do not boast or brag to people about what you do, but keep it between you and God. However, we live in a modern world. When it becomes a tough challenge to keep things quiet, simple, and keep it between God and us, like fasting for 40 days and still required to do a full-time day job, giving a donation to the church and keeping it a secret from the taxman or the church treasurer or the church envelope person who keep a tract on it. The Muslims, like the country that I grew up in, an Islamic world, the Muslim keeps a whole month of Ramadan, fasting in the daytime from sunrise until sunset. Their fasting includes no drinking of liquid like water, juice, coffee, tea, milk, including no swallowing of their saliva, and which means a lot of running out of the classroom and spitting out saliva. I taught in the high school, and the older children would keep the Ramadan and they stay in class all day to study, but they keep running out to spit into the little drain. And I kind of wonder how many germs would be generated. And they were very tired and looked miserable at the workplace. I had Muslim teachers on the teaching staff in school. They looked forward to sunset and break their fast with a big feast at supper time. And they eat right through the night. Anytime at night they'll get up and eat. And then they'll eat the last meal in dawn before the sunrise. Jesus said, when you fast, do not look dismal, miserable, to show people that you are fasting. Wash your face, look fresh and cheerful. So how do the Christian handle the fasting discipline? Whether you're Christians or not, they all fast at night when they're sleeping. The first meal when they wake up, they called it breakfast. You have your breakfast every morning. You break your fast. However, Christians in Lent, they are called to reduce the amount of food at night, at mealtime, and eat plain and simple meal until the celebration of Easter, the day of resurrection. That's a partying time, big celebration, because Jesus rose from the dead. He's alive. Great joy. Lent is also a time to spend in prayer and meditation with our Lord Jesus Christ and reading the Bible. The more we read the Bible, the more we gain knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. And that would lead us to deepen our Christian faith and relationship with God and Jesus Christ. It is also a time to do something positive and good to improve attitude and behavior towards others. And so allowed the Holy Spirit to come in, dwell in us, and lead them to the kingdom. So I wish you a very fruitful Lenten journey with our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.